Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness program, where we feature news and information that you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Dr. Josh Overgaard, internal medicine physician and hospitalist at Lake Region Healthcare, and one of four physicians who are leading the charge on our Shop with the Doc program. Good morning, Dr. Overgaard.
Good morning.
Well, we've talked a little bit about Shop with a Doc on this program before. We had our first public session last winter, and we talked with Dr. Coleman at that time about why the program started and invited people to our first sessions. And by popular demand, we're bringing it back. And I've invited you to come in today to give us a little bit more perspective and invite our listeners who may have not had the opportunity to shop with a doc at Service Food yet to do that. I'm interested to hear from you. Why did you decide that this was something that you wanted to put your time and effort toward?
You know, I can tell you that when I see a lot of my patients have things like congestive heart failure or diabetes or obesity, which are problems that for which eating the appropriate diet is very important for control of disease and how people are going to feel over the long term. And it's very common that when I see one of these folks in the clinic and we're having a difficult time controlling disease, when I start to talk about diet, it becomes very clear that most of us don't have a great understanding of what's in our food, mm-hmm. especially as it relates to kind of illness and health. Mm-hmm. For example, I'll have a patient who has something like diabetes and they need to eat less sugars and carbohydrates, and oftentimes their blood sugar might be out of control and they'll say, well, I don't really eat any sugar. But then when I get into the details of what they're actually eating on a daily basis, it turns out that they are eating a lot. They're just not aware that it's in those foods that they're consuming. So for me, this is a really neat chance to get really down in the trenches with them, where those decisions are made and where it matters, and help them figure out how to navigate that information. Because there's so much stuff out there, and there's so much, when you walk through a grocery store, for Pete's sakes, it's overwhelming just being in there because all these noises and colors and busy everything everywhere. And so to have to sit down and pay attention to this one more thing is tricky. So I think it's really valuable, and I think it's great.
It really is. And for our listeners who maybe don't know what Shop with a Doc is, tell us what a typical session involves. What do you go over and what can someone who attends expect?
Yeah, so to start out with, so Dr. Coleman, who's our cardiologist, is really leading this primarily, and she'll have a short informational session where people sit down over the lunch hour, and she'll have a little talk for them about whatever the topic of the day is. And then, and usually there's a meal that's supposed to be healthy and following the sort of guidelines that we're proposing. And then we walk over to the grocery store, over to Service Food. And for the most part, so we kind of, when we get there, we have a goal in mind of okay, I'm going to walk down this aisle and talk about these things. But by and large, it's kind of what we talk about when we do is driven by the people that are in the group. Mm-hmm. So we split up between us, and each one of the docs that's able to be there has a few folks that are walking around with them. And we literally just walk down the aisles of the grocery store and pull food off and talk about what's in it. Mm-hmm. And we try to focus on kind of common pitfalls for whatever the topic is of the day. If it's trying to avoid salt or trying to avoid sugar or whatever, what have you. We'll try to find foods that people commonly slip up on or are unaware of the damaging effect of. But a lot of times, people come with such great questions. So there have been times that I really don't even move. We stand in the same place in the store and we just talk. And that's mm-hmm. great. If they're learning and there's value in that for them, then that's mm-hmm. perfect.
What do you find are the top things that you like to call attention to maybe, top three things to look for on the food label or whatever that number might be?
So on each, on each label, I think for the most part, the food that we have here is much higher in sodium than it needs to be, which can have damaging long-term effects for all of us, whether we have one of those problems or not, and carbohydrates, really, and the sugars. I think the added sugar. Mm-hmm. So some food's got sugar in it, right? If you eat an apple, it has sugar in it, but that's not necessarily bad for you. Mm-hmm. It's the foods where we've processed it and added a bunch of junk to it. Mm-hmm. So those are the two that we focus on for most of what we're doing. And then two, I think, then this is maybe a little bit more philosophical, but we do talk a lot about just sort of where food comes from and how it's made. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is I think that it makes it a little bit simpler to follow and eat healthfully, because we talk about a lot reading the labels and seeing how many carbohydrates are in there and or how much sodium is in there and how does that fit into your daily requirement or limit. And that can be a lot to keep track of for a lot of us. Really, if we all just went into the store and bought things that looked like they did when they were alive and they haven't been treated or processed in a factory, we'd probably be fine. So we do focus on that some too, just saying, look, you know, the things that are in cans or in boxes or we've monkeyed with them a lot are less likely to be healthful choices. Mm-hmm. So spending time kind of shopping on that outside where you see the produce and the fresh things is probably better.
Mm-hmm. Great way to simplify that. What are you hearing from your patients or from people who have gone through the Shop with a Doc process with you guys?
Yeah, so first off, when we're done, I think everybody seems really grateful and they're smiling and I think we have fun, which is good. That's important. Mm-hmm. The patients of mine who've been through the program and then followed up with me in the clinic afterward were pretty excited about it too, and everybody actually says, I wish I could do that more, which would be fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish we could do it every night every day. But the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and I think people are talking to their friends about it. And I hear other patients say, hey, I talked to Bill or Sue or whoever, and she did this Shop with a Doc thing, and I want to do it, which mm-hmm. is, I think that's a good endorsement for how things are going. But it really seems that people are getting valuable information from it. And if nothing else, I mean, I see that they're talking about what's in their food, and they're reading the labels, and they're able to make a little bit better decisions this way.
It's at least starting the conversation, and even small changes can add up to big differences in our diet.
Oh, absolutely, and I think for most of us, we can't reasonably expect people to make just instantaneous, complete changes in how they do everything in their life, right? Most of us, the improvements and changes that we make in our life are small, and we chip away over time, mm-hmm. and so we find ways to make something a little bit better here today, and tomorrow we'll try something else. Mm-hmm. So, and I think this is just a good way to approach that process of making these kind of improvements.
I think it's a great way as doctors. It's Dr. Adine, Dr. Vukanich, Dr. Coleman, and yourself who are leading these Shop with a Doc sessions, and just a great way for you to connect and maybe humanize, mm-hmm. Who you are and learn together with your patients, and that's really great to see.
Oh, it's super fun. And, it's nice. For me, it's fun just to be out doing a thing where I'm not talking about pills or lab results, doing this thing that really, I think, has meaning and can really help people feel better.
So if you are a listener interested in joining into one of the May sessions, this is coming up next week on Tuesday, May 1st, our Shop with a Doc next opportunity. You can find information on our website, lrhc.org, or you can call to our Health and Wellness Hub at 218-736-8451. Or send an email to wellness@lrhc.org. We have two sessions next Tuesday at Service Food. The first one is at 11:30 and the second one at 5:30. So indicate which session you'd like to attend. And if you have attended before, we will just let you know that this is going to be the same program. So no need to sign up again. Let's leave the 20 to 25 spots for each session for people who haven't attended before, and really encourage those of you who have attended to maybe invite your friends to give it a try. Dr. Josh Overgaard, internal medicine physician and hospitalist at Lake Region Healthcare, and part of our Shop with a Doc program, inviting you to join our doctors at Service Food next Tuesday, May 1st. Again, for more information, visit lrhc.org or call 736-8451. Dr. Overgaard and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today, reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.